The people in Isaiah's time looked back to a glorious time, a time when their king, their ruler, their government was peaceful and just. They looked back to the time of King David, who was the son of Jesse, and Isaiah writes of a shoot coming out from the stump of Jesse, looking back to this glorious time. I think sometimes for us, these images are rather lost because we didn't live in the time of David or Jesse or even Isaiah, and so we don't have memory of that time the way the people in that era did, but we do have our own memory. And so I'm going to offer for the sermon today a translation of the prophet Isaiah, of this oracle from Isaiah, for our time, but it has to come with a little preface for people who were not raised in Canada. Or maybe I'm just doing it. Oh, yeah, yes, it's for the three of us. Or for people who have forgotten their history or maybe never knew it or need to brush up on it. So the preface is a little paragraph about the Prime Minister William Lyon Mackenzie King. Mackenzie King was, he was commonly known as Mackenzie King. I learned something already. He was the dominant Canadian political leader from the 1920s through the 1940s, and he served as the 10th Prime Minister of Canada. He is best known for his leadership of Canada throughout the Second World War. It was then that he mobilized Canadian money, supplies, and volunteers to support Britain, while simultaneously boosting the economy at home and maintaining morale at home. He was a liberal with 21 years and 154 days in office. He was the longest serving prime minister in Canadian history, trained in law and social work. He was keenly interested in the human condition. In fact, as a boy, his motto was, "Help those that cannot help themselves." And he played a major role in laying the foundation of the Canadian welfare state. Did everybody know all that? I didn't know that. Yeah. So I did a survey. Thank God we live in the Google era. Like, I did a survey, like, who's the top 10 Canadian prime ministers? And there's like 6 or 7 polls, and he's number one in all of them except one, and in the one he's not number one, he's number 3. So I figured I was on pretty safe ground. He's number one. So a modern translation of Isaiah chapter 11. A seed from the fruit of William Lyon Mackenzie King shall sprout like a sapling and take root. Her vision shall be wise and just and fair, mighty, pure, and steeped in the mysteries of God. Her joy shall be in following Jesus, and she will not listen to lobbying, nor political platforms, nor make decisions based on polls, nor popularity, wealth, influence, nor campaign contributions. But equity and fairness shall be her governing tools, and she will provide homes for the homeless, provide just wages for the trade union workers, and clean the environment. She shall ensure national health care, meaningful, satisfying work for all, and just equalization payments. She will rule with her words, and she will line her chambers with the pictures and life stories of the people she serves, and faithfulness will be her legacy. There will be zero carbon emissions. There will be abundant harvests, a thriving energy sector, and abundant endowment for the arts. Music, painting, and ceramics will flourish. Weapons will be melted down. Their metals and plastics will be turned into sculpture. Traveling light, Beaufort Towers, Convergent, jumping trout, you get the idea. Personal transportation devices will be obsolete, for light rail will connect every city, even Churchill to Calgary, and the polar bears will invite school children onto the ice. The zoo will no longer require enclosures, for the animals will learn to live together in peace. Children will pet the bears, and the giraffe will gather high leaves for the wolves. Little children shall form the government, their wild, fantastic dreams shaping the future for all people. And their parents will fund it. And no one will study war anymore. The sweat lodge, the synagogue, the mosque, and the sanctuary will be second homes to all the people. Rich in ceremony, grounded in the divine, the First Nation, the colonist, the settler, and the immigrant shall live and work together in peace. So great will be the collaboration, harmony, and synergy that this sapling will be a signpost to all nations. They shall stream to it for counsel and advice. She shall have a holy name, and glory will be the product of every nation. The word of the Lord. Please stand. Let us profess our faith in the words of an Advent Creed. This is another translation. We believe in one God who is creator, maker of all we see and all we don't see, who is ruler of the universe, source of all creation. We believe in one God who is Jesus Christ, God from God, light from light, true God and true human. He is one with the Creator, the Word made flesh, our Messiah, Savior of all creation. We believe in one God who is Holy Spirit, breath of God moving among us, who is one with the Creator, one with the Christ, our Comforter and our Guide, Mentor of all creation. Keeping awake as we watch for Christ, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. God of promise, your reign has come near. Call your people to the way of repentance and inspire your church to bear fruit in the world through acts of faithful service. Lord, in your mercy. God of all creation, we pray for the wolf and the lamb, the lion and the calf, the polar bear and the child, all species whose lives are intertwined. Repair and preserve ecosystems, especially the Bow River Valley, the Weasel Head, the pine forests of British Columbia, so that all life on earth may be sustained. Hear us, O God. God of the nations, teach